Had I known that I was going to feel this great, I would have said, okay, long before that.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I have unbelievable amounts of energy. I have not experienced morning sickness, nausea, food cravings. I actually feel better now than before I got pregnant, which is bizarre.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Can a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood, delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruit and vegetables.
You can take your capsules of Texas Superfood every day to give your body the nutrition.
Well, I picked up the paper this morning.
The baby is healthy. I'm the mother.
The new dictionary is
telling us to the enemy, and those who're supposed to be preaching are now warring on my TV. Oh, but I can't trust in a political system.
Well, they're fairly existing.
You're the only thing right there.
some things I can't see without the lyrics, and it's still with the flow. I just see that it's the number 347-945-5269. We can go to the local and 320-781-9600. And we are back up. I don't know what's, oh, wow, that's bad. They're still having problems. Wow.
Who's having problems?
Can you hear the echo?
Oh.
Yeah, that's bad.
You sure?
So they can listen in, but they can't call in.
That might be us.
That ain't us. That ain't us.
Yeah, you know what? That happened to me one day.
Hey, Eric, that ain't us. Hey, Eric, call back in the local line. I thought we were going to be able to do this on the long cut line, but I can hear you barely. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Can you hear me fine? Echo's gone.
Gone.
What happened to the echo?
I told you, it did that to me one day you weren't gone.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Well, that's good.
That's Usher.
It's Usher.
Usher.
What is his real name?
Usher.
No, that his mama didn't name it Usher.
Yes, he did. She used to work at the movie theater. Is that what he said?
I hope not. Why? Would they, what?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Maybe I'm just too old.
What's my organization's president's number? A name?
Who?
The president.
Who's the president? President Obama. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. The number is 330-781-9600 or 347-945-5229. Jeff and I are here in the studio, and I hope and pray that all my technical issues are now alleviated. It took me long enough. But it wasn't my fault this morning,
no.
Not this time. Jeff, who's your president's name?
Yeah, out of Columbus. Old bro.
Oh, Irvin.
Thank you. Couldn't think of
it. His name is on the list.
All right, I'm just making sure that
I'm... Hey, what else did I want to tell you guys? What were we talking about? Eric, what did you do yesterday?
Tried to stay cool. It was pretty muggy out.
It was a beautiful day.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I enjoyed every moment. That's why Jeff was playing hooky. He always talking about, I couldn't do it. I gotta go.
No,
my wife.
Wifey was sick.
Yeah. I called your wifey. She sounded good to me.
Yeah.
I called
you
your wife to check up on the wife. I was checking up on you.
Yeah.
I was gonna see if you was gonna get
that. That was just like the school calling when you like okay, for school. What the heck? I told you, wifey had chills and fever and chills. I said, what the.
Yeah.
West Nile virus or what? What's going on, girl? What's up with what?
My phone is on E.
Well, you don't have to worry about that, do you?
No, you know I can't.
Where's your charger? What you doing?
I keep it. I stick it one in my purse. I keep a charger close.
I'm talking about your supercharger.
It's in that packet.
Okay.
It needs to be charged too.
No. Put it in the wall while we're sitting in it.
Usher just has just.
Usher.
He just has just. I'm just so disgusted with him.
Well, he's a young boy.
No, he ain't no young
man.
He don't want to be called a boy and act like a man, and a man does not do stupid stuff.
Yeah, men do stupid stuff. Who's talking like that?
Eric.
You got West Nile virus. Put those cigarettes down, man.
Yeah, you know, smoking is bad for your health.
That's what that sounds like.
I'm in such a better mood today than I was in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I had a good meal up in Cleveland yesterday.
Where at?
What did
Zanzibar.
Usher do?
Where's Zanzibar? Downtown?
No, it's in Shaker Heights. And it is a soul food restaurant. And I want you to know, if you're ever in Cleveland, I put them on my list.
So when did they get that?
I don't know when they got it.
You don't know how long they've been in existence?
Oh, no, but it's a very, very nice atmosphere. Beautiful place. Great food.
Is there music there?
I didn't hear no music.
No, I mean, did you see a bandstand or?
No. Okay. No, it's a large dining restaurant. They may have music on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
They have several locations.
That's what I said. I remember,
but Zanzibar, they...
There's not one downtown?
No. They got different... Zanzibar, one location, but they have other locations. They got Angie something, and they've got, you know, something else. But the potatoes were absolutely wonderful.
Now, wait a minute. Potatoes. What kind of potatoes was wonderful?
They had, they called house potatoes. And I ate some yesterday.
You know you need to leave that alone because you know folks is going to call. Yeah, you like house potatoes because you wanted them.
Right, I'm a house potato. Listen, when you go to Zanzibar, you call it house potatoes. I'm putting on my 2016 list.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, you can call in on the...
I told them that they're sitting in there.
On the internet line
they
now. Call,
they got all the numbers now.
1-3-4
Yeah. I'm talking to
9-4-5-2-2-9
I'm enjoying not being able to yell at people. Let me chill. I think that's why I'm happy. So,
hey, Tracy.
You know, what'd you say?
What did Usher do?
What, who?
That song right
there. He said a bad word.
Couple of bad words.
He said he said a real bad word.
Real bad.
His mama need to wash his mouth out with soap.
Uh-huh. I agree.
And I don't mean no, you know, that light soap.
Yeah,
I'm talking about some light
girls,
soap.
Good luck with girls. I don't know the words of that.
Jeff.
What?
We don't want to hear you speaking in tongues over there. We don't
That's
know
what I was doing.
I know.
I
don't know what you're
words.
Saying. But the beat, I mean, because the beat was just so on point. I was checking it out last night. I didn't know he was going to say bad words. Why you put music out there? I got to have put bad words in it. And how in the world does CeeLo get a TV show?
CeeLo
Green.
How he get what TV show he got?
I don't know. CeeLo Green got a TV show. I wasn't watching that crazy mess. I just thought I'd put it out there. I'm going back to Israel and the Malaysia in a minute. But I just don't understand. Why do you do these stupid people? What? Can't you give anybody with brains a TV show now? Do you have to be, you know, five bottles short of a six pack? Okay. Baby. Okay.
Yeah, see, you trying now.
At least I know the words.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls.
No, Jeff. No, Jeff. No, no, no.
You can holler, I bet $1 million.
No, Jeff.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
No. No, you don't. You don't have to read them out loud.
I'm trying to look and see.
I can't just
have.
enjoy the beat of a music. You can't enjoy this. I mean, at least when George Clinton was smoking all the weed, you knew he was smoking weed and you know what he was saying. You don't know what a psycho alpha disco beta bio alpha is. You don't know what that is.
But you knew what Free Your Mind.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it said it.
I didn't know.
Free Your Mind, and it didn't say that they weren't referring to donkeys.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
And your donkey will follow? You think
and
that's what it meant?
I didn't know what. I never
Yeah, he said a bad word. I see it right here.
Yes, he said a bad word.
That's a real bad word, Usher. Mama Usher, wipe his mouth out with soap.
Yeah, didn't his mom pass away?
Was it Usher's mom? No, it was mother died of getting that liposuction.
No, we know that Kanye West's mom died, but I think Usher's mom passed away, too. That's why he's saying bad words.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's been a while.
There ain't no Big Mom somewhere?
Wait a minute, the IRS destroyed 3,200 hard drives.
Send them all to jail now.
They ain't going
to They need to go
Jeff,
to
Jeff,
jail.
Jeff.
I'm sick of this mess.
Jeff. Listen. They ain't no, listen, I keep telling y'all, ain't nobody going to jail. Hey, things are gonna keep on going the way they're going. We still going to be dumb. Ain't nobody paying attention to what's going on.
Oh, well.
Ain't nobody paying attention. And my mom said, ain't nobody paying attention but me and you. Oh. And sometimes I'm concerned about you.
Oh, man. Did you talk to our friend? Well, we'll do that later.
You didn't hear the show yesterday. Yesterday I had a bad day. No, Saturday. The weekend. I was really bad Saturday. It put me on some new meds. And it put me into a major, major depression on Saturday.
Really?
And I can't wait for Dr. Brandy to come in next month.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't, and when you say depression, you really don't know what depression is until you experience it.
Oh, I know.
Wow. I couldn't live like that. That would be bad. People that go through that kind of mental trauma every day or often, that would be bad.
Oh, I hear you.
That's not functioning bad. I mean, that is weird. That is just abnormal. And I started this new medication, and it put me into a funk. I wouldn't talk on the phone. Your text has only got one word out of me. How you doing? Fine. It was bad. And I did that all day Saturday, Friday night almost, Saturday. Sunday, I finally got out Sunday night. And I put it together, but I was better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I told him, y'all can take them. I might as well die with the chills with the fever.
Oh, I understand.
But I thought I'd just throw that out there. So yesterday, I was not in a good mood yesterday morning.
Mm.
There was no talking on top of each other. I was not playing. You always talking about angry black male, angry black female.
So who was in on that phone call conversation?
Eric, didn't I do a good job yesterday?
Eric
gone. Yes, you did, Tracy. Yes, you did. Do a very good job.
And I was very serious about that, wasn't I?
I'm so glad that you could do it without me being here.
I was very serious about that. I wasn't playing.
And you missed it the whole point.
That's what I could do, because you wasn't here. Because you don't listen. I tell you don't sing, you sing louder. Mm-hmm. I tell you don't rap, you rap louder. But yesterday would have been a bad day. Because it was not a good day. And as a matter of fact, it was a good thing you got me first, because I started sending you a text and say, fill in. And my face would have cracked if you had called me back and said, no, my wife is sick.
Yes. She was sick, sick. She ain't been sick like that in a long time.
That's what she said. I'm glad she's doing better, though.
Yeah, me
too.
I'm
glad she's doing better.
Me too. I don't know where nothing is. I tried to wash the dishes. Couldn't find the dishwashing detergent. Went out to the store at 6 o'clock this morning and buy some.
That's because you don't wash dishes enough.
I got faked out because the stuff that I usually buy, she bought a new kind, and it hid from me under the sink.
If men did what they were supposed to do when they were supposed to do it, they'd know what stuff was when we needed to get things done.
No,
but because men don't do nothing but come in there and sit down and look crazy and watch television and go and open the refrigerator and close the refrigerator and open the sink and close the sink and open the stove and close the stove and the microwave, that's all they do. So one of you didn't know where the soap detergent was.
I didn't know where it was.
That's why you had to go and buy some new.
6 o'clock this morning. See, because I can't take my trash out till early in the morning. You know why?
Because you have mice.
I have Suicunes.
What, who?
I live in the country, so you expect mice to be in the yard. They don't get in my house. But I have what we call Suicunes.
What else?
They're coons that live down in the sewer.
Oh, no.
Or the sewer. To those of you from...
Speaking of which...
I'm not done with my Suicunes. Okay, my Suicunes will come in your garage, open your garbage, and take it out and strew it all over the yard. And then when you go to pick the bag up, if it's near evening, they will growl at you.
Can I?
from the sewer.
And they get it.
You hear like a...
And you
said, what?
And you want to live in the... No.
I love it. No, they got to go.
That's why they have shotguns.
Yeah, that's right. No, 22s. You can't shotgun a Suicune.
Why can't you?
Because you'll get in trouble.
Why not? You live in a township, right?
Shoot them and drag them to the woods somewhere.
No, I ain't trying to know. No, we ain't going to shoot you.
Yeah,
and I'm going to leave you there so your friends can come around and say, and if anybody comes up, you're going to find out. You got to get a taxidermist.
Harry Coon, you all.
No.
This is what happens when you go to the people's house. That's what they don't like. Don't do that. Look how Harry shows up. Just say no. Yeah.
I got it.
And they're huge, too.
Jeez. No.
3 foot standing up.
No, we ain't doing no. I don't. No.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you live in the city.
I don't live in the city.
You know, it's really funny. Have you in the city when you put your trash out? You got dumpster divers that they roll down the street in the evening.
Oh yeah,
and to see what you got out on the curb and pick up your trash
and be gone.
I'm quick with the quickness.
That's right.
I don't know what
they started that again with the quickness. Who started? Who does this? Huh?
Really? Who does what? With the quickness?
With the quickness.
I don't know.
That, somebody put that on something yesterday. I saw.
I didn't see that. I mean, I'm just old.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. I don't know nothing else.
That is true, Tracy. You're up here in Warren. You said a couch in the curb. It's gone before you get back in the house.
You want? Oh, I'll put a water heater out there and see what happens. Put a water heater or a commode out there. It's going to be like, whoop. It's almost like it goes into the ground and just disappears.
Yeah.
When's your daughter going to go to college?
She's going to be local here. She's going to be at Kent State Trumbull.
Okay, that's good. Kent State works.
Yep.
If she's going to do 2 years there, then she's going to go to Akron.
That's good, too. Akron's good.
Akron's good. Youngstown State is good.
Akron's good.
Youngstown State is good. Got a new,
we got a new president.
Youngstown State is good if you want. Listen, an education is good if you want to get an education. The question is, do you want to get an education? Do you want to learn anything? Because all of them are liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And let you go over to, I love one over in Grove City College.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful college.
Yeah, it is.
Grove City College. Hey, you know, it's an off day, but it's a good day. So if you got anything that's on your mind that you want to bring up, please do. And the NAACP, and the Urban League,
uh-huh.
I'm reading NAACP, it was the Urban League, a black conservative was harassed at the NAACP convention. Wanda, really? No.
Who was harassed?
You know what? I got to... You know, let me talk about something because I can't say what I'm saying out loud.
Okay. And you just went into deep thought.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's not just bad. That's embarrassing.
That ain't embarrassing. That's real. Did you see what they did to Bush when he went? And he was the president. And then they get upset because you say you don't like President Obama. They say you racist. Or an Uncle Tom sellout.
How many of them has he been to, though? That's my question.
They need to quit going. They need to listen to me because I have told them they need to quit going. Don't go because you're not going to change anything because the people there have already been bought and sold. Got a bow on top.
Yeah, and Obama doesn't have to show up. He's already got them there paid for.
Well, he never has showed up. He didn't have to. I gotta find this clip. And
that's what's so ironic. George Bush goes and gets booed. Obama hasn't ever showed up, and he's the second coming of Jesus.
I gotta play this. As soon as I find it, do you know who Dr. Manning is?
Yeah.
Why you laugh?
Because I don't think you want to play it. I thought it.
Why not? Why can't I play it on the air? Eric, I mentioned
Dr.
Manning.
I care about your just well-being, man. I care about your just well-being. Y'all got to go home after the show.
I mentioned Dr. Manning, and you come around and laugh. See, you're not supposed to laugh. This is serious. I'm serious about this. I got to play this clip. And you know who he is, and you laugh. I can't believe you laugh. I sent a clip to a friend of mine, and you know, she wasn't amused.
Yeah, I want to hear it now.
I know, and I got to play it. I got to play it because it just came to my mind, and I'm. It's one of those days, and you guys just don't understand. I don't have too many days like this. I feel like who was that with Robert Townsend? Nice like this. Hey, listen, you got it. Hey, hold on. Listen to this. Check this out. Now let me take my break first, and then when I come back, I'll play it because I need to preview the clip just to make sure. Hey, you listen to the Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. You can catch us at locally, too. We'd love for you to call in. The number is 330-781-9600. We'll see you in a moment.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
I'm Julio Flores with your headline news. Well, one packing company of Cutler, California, is voluntarily recalling certain lots of whole peaches, white and yellow, nectarines, white and yellow, plums and pluots, packed between June 1, 2014 through July 12, 2014, due to the potential of the products being contaminated with Listeria monocyta genes. The fruit was distributed to several national retailers, including Sam's Club, Trader Joe's, and Costco. A Salem Township man will be sentenced in federal court for manufacturing fake $100 bills. 28-year-old Chad Collins appeared in U.S. District Court in Cleveland on Monday, where he pleaded guilty to counterfeiting. New details about the 7-year-old Greenville boy who was found last week starved and beaten. Complaints against the mother and grandparents of the boy tell a disturbing story. According to the reports, the unnamed child weighed just 25 pounds. He was only fed small portions of tuna fish and eggs, and he was beaten frequently with a belt, especially when he was caught sneaking food. For WSOM News, I'm Julio Flores.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
I had just started our ministry. I was very young in the ministry, very young at the experience of people. And a man came to me and said to me, he was a pastor in this city's brother, and I knew the pastor. And he stated to me that if he had a good suit, he'd come to church. Now, he was lying, but I didn't know. And I was zealous, and I wanted to help him. And so I did this, and people that are seated here today witnessed me do this. He said to me, first of all, he was on crack. He was addicted. He was drug addicted. He said he'd give it all up, and he'd come to church if he had a suit, a clothes, to come to church in. I ran to my house, which was cross town at the time. Got in my car, drove across town. I got three suits. Remember what Jesus said now. If a man demand of you your coat, give him your cloak as well. If he demands of you to go 1 mile, go with him twain. I went the third mile. I got three suits. I only had four. And I brought them back, and I gave them to that man. Because I believed that what he was saying was true. Now, I want to say this about the system that we find ourselves in that keeps you as a people from being an absolute stomp-down, astronomical. Ain't nobody ever seen no people as bad as you are if you could ever begin to articulate the blessings of God in your life. Here's what happened. You have leaders like Barack Obama, who's not really your leader, but you grafted him in, but he wouldn't care if you, the cow kicked the calf. He don't care nothing about you. But you people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And here's what they do. They keep running to someone who's got four suits and say, if you'll build us better schools, we'll be better students. If you'll build us better housing, we'll be better neighbors. If you'll build us better, whatever, we'll stop doing drugs. So the man is like me. He says, all right, well, I can give up three suits. If my God, if it'll stop them from dropping out and teenage pregnancy and all this foolishness going on in the ghetto, I'll build a better school. I'll put everything in it that they want. I'll build them better houses. I'll build projects for them. I'll give them Section 8. I'll give them subsidized living. If that's going to make them a better people, well, my God, let me do it. Let me do it, they'll say, the government. And many of your liberal friends, your Kennedys, and all your people out there in Hollywood, let's do it. If we give these people the suits, they're going to come to church. If we give them better schools, they're going to be better people. So here they go. Legislation. Well, we now got to pass legislation. We've got to have equal this. We've got to have fair this and that and the other. And on the law goes, and here comes the checks, and you get worse. Then I need to tell you that the man I gave three suits to, I haven't seen him since. And every time the government builds a school for you, or builds a house for you, or puts together a drug program or a remedial reading program for you, or how to change a diaper, a baby's diaper program for you, you get worse. You get worse. Dr. King had it right. Dr. King taught resist, not evil. Nonviolence was its heading for the generation. Dr. King's position was, they slap you on the right, let them slap you on the left. If they demand of you your coat, give them your coat. He taught it. Yes, he did. No, yes, he did. He taught it. And everything with loving your enemies and praying for those that persecute. The man, Dr. King, taught it. He taught it. And he didn't stumble on it. Not only did he talk it, but he walked it as well. Consistently, he walked what he taught. It appears that we were making great progress by loving our enemies and embracing those that persecuted us. We wore them down, Dr. King's language, with love, tore down their resistance, with that spirit. And then, of course, the ultimate price is always paid when you teach such. They killed it because that is the ultimate. It isn't just about your eye anymore or your tooth anymore, about your coat anymore. You have to be ready to walk into death. They're going to kill you. You got to be willing to walk into it. When they hung Jesus on the cross, he had to know. Peter said, don't do that, man. Don't do that. Come on, keep on teaching us, turning these stones into bread, making these loaves and fishes abundant. Don't let them put you on the cross. But Jesus understood that to Peter, you got a devil in you, man. I got to go to the cross. I got to fulfill this statement. I got to go. I got to go. They got to put me on the cross, and I got to hang there, and I got to look down. And when they take me to the courtroom to try me and the court, when that man slaps me on the face, I got to turn the other side. When they spit on me, I got to let them do it. I got to let them do it. I got to let them do it. I cannot let them slap me. I cannot let them plant a crown of thorns. I cannot. And when they drive those nails into my hands and into my feet and they hang me on that cross, I got to look up and say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I got to do it, Peter. I got to do it. So when Dr. King marched into the Memphis Bullet that night, he had to. And if you stand for the Lord, you're going to have to march into one too. But greater is your reward in heaven. And not only that, but there is on your journey. And that bullet's not going to come until God gets ready to let it go. They can threaten. I don't care, the Mau Maus, the Panthers, and anybody. They can threaten all they want. God still controls the day. And only when he's ready and the time is right that event will take place. This is a powerful church. This is a mega opportunity here called this ministry. It is. And it is because we have come out from the foolishness. You do that on a personal basis and your journey increases. God makes you an architect of your visions, your dreams. Money or provisions, that's the last thing you ever think about. Those things are always going to be available. And they're only absent now because your gift, your ability to do and to manifest is stifled by what you think up here. It wants to get free. There's a dream in you that wants to be free. But your culture, your Negroism, your private thoughts, your hatred for those who've done you wrong. Did you know you can hate people so much that you can't think about nothing but them and can't think about doing your own thing? Check it out. And began to prosper. Take your seats. So resist not evil, my friends. And God will greatly bless and greatly increase. I see a wonderful opportunity. I'm just looking for people to walk with me. I'm not crazy. I am not going to let a man tell me like a Jesse Jackson or Bishop Charles Blake of the Church of God in Christ out in Los Angeles or some of these other pimps in the pulpit, I am not going to let them tell me that I'm a victim of some other man's success because he's white. And you ever notice how some of these so-called educated Negroes, they can speak with such pontification and elucidation and nothing but foolishness flying out of their mouths all day long. And the destruction of the communities is increasing. I mean, the rapid way in which y'all are demising and being destroyed is unprecedented in human history, how people can wither away so quickly because you've got these leaders. And the worst thing that could have ever happened to you was Barack Hussein, the long-legged Mac Daddy Obama. Because you thought salvation was in being black. Yes, you did. Oh, come on now. You are so immature, so wretched, and so unintelligible that you thought that salvation came in a black skin, that if it was black, it was salvation. Look how ignorant you are. There's unprecedented ignorance in believing that because a man's got black skin, that that is salvation. When Dr. King told you, don't judge him by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character, what you should have been asking for, what's in his character, and not the color of his skin. But you're so ignorant. You are so without. You are so despicable. You worship black rather than righteousness.
And I'm going to stop right there. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. This is the first time I've played Dr. Manning, because Dr. Manning's a little dangerous. So, yeah, to find one, and that's the lightest I found. But it was very, very, and I had some liberal friends of mine listen to it, and they were like, he's just full of hatred. And I'm like, no, what he said was actually a lot of it was true. And I will say this, I know Bishop Blake, so I recant. I do not think Bishop Blake is in the same vein with Jesse Jackson, but I will say, because he does not deal in victimization, so I do not concur with that. But sometimes you got to chew the meat and spit out the bones. And Dr. Manning, you got to chew some meat and spit out some bones. But there's a lot that he said in there that was absolutely fact and true. Hey, Eric, was that one okay?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, it started to get heated up there when you stopped it. But yeah, I like that actually.
That was pretty good. I mean, that was lightweight for Dr. Manning,
yeah.
But it was true, and it's something that we don't really realize, because when he said people did think that he was that President Obama was going to come and save them.
Sure did.
And they did think that he was the new Moses, and they're still acting like he is still the new Moses, and they're still not getting anything. They're still not doing any. And even in foreign policy, not only is he taking down the black community, he's taking down the country.
Yeah, I mean, I still remember the woman saying that, oh, my God, he's going to pay for my car. I'm going to get some gas anymore. And I'm like, are you serious, lady?
Yeah, I remember that. And actually, they tell me they're doing a documentary, and she came in, and she's very, very hurt that he hasn't answered any of her requests.
Well, I mean, the one that they had out there, she thought he was going to make some type of system that was going to be able to perform these things. And I don't know. I don't know what people think. Why they would think such a thing? I just don't understand.
That's because you don't think, Jeff.
What do you mean? Because I don't think.
Because you don't think. You have to think broader outside of your circumference of thought. And you are so you're so thought involved that you can't think that shallow.
Oh, okay.
And so if you don't come out the clouds and say, okay, this is how people, because I've come to the resolve, not everybody has the same experiences, and if you are the sum total of what you know. You know, I was talking with a friend of mine on last night, and we were talking about things that your palate becomes used to. So when you eat certain foods, if you think that McDonald's is the best restaurant and that McDonald's hamburger is the best hamburger, no matter what, if you give you a steak burger, you will still think McDonald's is the best burger because your palate has become accustomed to McDonald's, and you do not do steak, no matter how great the steak burger is.
No, well,
and people become very, very much so accustomed to what's around them, their environment, their surroundings, and they think that is the end all, the be all, and they don't want to end it, and it's not always true. Hey, good morning, Stanley.
Here we go again. A lot of things. Some things I agree. A lot of things I don't agree. You got to understand. And like I've always said, and I'm coming back again. I think I've said it 2,000 times. He doesn't see the same vision that you do when it comes to America, Obama, and a lot of Americans don't. And to influence somebody, you need to know what already influences them. I agree with his speech that we shouldn't go to the color and things like that, but I don't agree that some people voted for him because they had the same influence and believe what he believed. Some people were very happy. Wait. Let me just finish. Some people were very happy when the first week when he finished the election went around the world and apologized. Some people didn't know their history. And I'm sorry, as Americans, you're supposed to know your history. A lot of Americans don't know their history, don't know facts, don't know things, and they come back, oh, we shouldn't apologize around the world. You don't even know your whole history. You don't even know what you did around the world. You think you're almighty, all great, all this and that. You want to be great? Know your history first.
Okay, let me ask you this. He went around the country and he apologized to
everyone.
He went around the world and apologized to everyone. But he didn't come back and apologize to the people who live in America either?
Well, he apologized first. He apologized to the Muslim first because a lot of Americans were saying this and that and everything, not knowing their thing. A lot of people said that's the reason. Nobody asked the question. Nobody asked the final question. I didn't hear it from George Bush. I didn't hear it from any president. Why did 9/11 happen? Everybody said this and that. Why did some people, anybody, put yourself in their shoes? You get bombed every day. You see your daughter, your sister, everybody that you love killed by a bomb that was done by another country. Are you telling me as an American or as a human being that you wouldn't hate the other country who done that? Or are you going to be stupid and say no?
No.
A lot of people would.
But Stanley, again, when it comes to your country, I am looking for a president who's going to do the right thing, not only by other countries, but by home first.
Yeah, Tracy, when he was down in Texas, he gave a speech, didn't say anything about the border, but he said something that just didn't sit right with me. He says, we got to invest in our infrastructure and rebuild our airports. And I'm thinking, huh? I don't see any airports around the country falling apart. What are you talking about, dude?
You sure he didn't say rebuild our Air Force?
No, he didn't say Air Force.
Air Force.
No.
He said Air Force.
Because remember, he cut the budget to the military.
Yeah, no, that's what he meant. He wanted to rebuild the Air Force. Because I'm telling you like this, Stanley, yes, we've done some bad things around the world because there's been some bad people in control of this country from time to time.
I agree with Stanley. I got to agree with America has done some dirty, low stuff. I'm not going to say that.
But
there's been some bad people. I'm saying you said there's been some bad people. We did some dirty little stuff when there wasn't bad people, just on the sense of power.
No, you've only done bad stuff when you've had bad people in control.
Okay.
We had an FBI director we know that was quite evil. So we know that some things. We've had CIA directors that have, I don't know why it made noise now. It hasn't made noise all day. But we've had CIA directors that have done things and conspired to do things in other countries and nations that were wrong. But by and large, the United States has done more good than it has ever done evil to the rest of the people of the world. And by and large, we're still the most benevolent Asian nation in the world.
Whoa, I don't agree go ahead, Tracy.
Stanley, let him finish and then you
I don't
finish.
Care whether you or nobody else agrees with the statement.
Okay.
By and large, the United States does 75% of the world's giving. I don't care what you say. That is the statistical fact.
Okay.
Did you imagine the plane?
Stanley, hold on, Eric, wait a minute. Guys, one at a time, because I want Jeff to finish his statement. You jumped in. Instead of him addressing his point, he went on what you said. Please let him finish his point.
Well, the point is, yes, the United States at times has kind of forced their way into certain situations. I don't think they should have. Like Vietnam was one of them. But when it came to Korea and when it came to World War II, when it came to World War I, we were dragged into World War I, we were dragged into World War II. You know, we weren't going to go into those wars. Korea, you were dragged into to a certain extent, too, because you made allies of people. That's what all these organizations were, across the world. You have to understand, you have to abide by a treaty of agreement.
But now, Stanley, this is the issue. You don't agree that America is a philanthropic country? Am I getting that?
No, I don't agree that. I don't agree that America is the shining light like it used to be. I don't agree.
No, I didn't ask you. No. That's not what he said. He didn't say America was a shining light. He said is the most philanthropic. So you don't agree with that statement?
I don't agree with that statement.
Would you say, Eric?
Could you imagine if a plane with 300 people on it got accidentally shot down at the Mexican border, what the world would think of us?
It would be kind of tough. All you got to do is take a rail and hijack a plane and watch them all fly off.
Who gave all the money when Indonesia got wiped out by the tsunami?
I know you don't have to prove your point, Jeffy. I mean,
you do need to prove your point.
You don't have to move your point, Stanley. You know why? Because Stanley has his own point, and he's never gonna. Listen, there are some people that they're not gonna agree with you.
I don't want him to agree with me, but
he's not gonna agree with facts.
Yeah, he will.
No, he won't.
Yeah, no, I'm going to agree with that. Just show me. Are you telling me that America is the most generous when it comes to giving money to other people in the country and everything?
Yes. 75%
of the whole country. I'm sure. Okay, fine. I'm sure it is very generous, but that doesn't dispute that America has more people, has more power, has more money than the rest of the world.
But you got to stay on point. He said philanthropic. Philanthropic did not say they were the most courteous. It didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said benevolent, or he said philanthropic. Philanthropic means of giving and charity. That's what that means.
That depends. But Tracy, Tracy, that depends on what their cause is.
And you said you disagree.
Because that depends on. Okay. Let me come back to what I said. Are they more generous in general? Yes. But that depends on the cause that they have. There are some cause. They have not been generous at all. Rwanda, they didn't do nothing. When a million people got killed in Rwanda, I didn't see no Americans and nobody saying something. I didn't hear nobody saying something. And that was one of the worst genocides that ever happened around the world. And America
you
did nothing.
You got a point there, Jeff.
Okay, what were they were supposed to do?
Hold on. When you look at Rwanda and Sudan, America only goes where they have interest.
That's correct.
I mean, if they don't have a personal interest in it, or they don't think they can get something out of it, America may or may not go. So it's not like when you say they are. They do some, you know, they give like, you know, like women do.
To come back to what you're saying, Jeff, what should it do? I'm sorry, the general that was there, a Canadian general that stayed over there, that helped the people and everything, was one of the person that went to one of your embassy to ask the United States to stay, to ask the United States to do something. You know what they said? We're not going to do anything. We're just going to let those people kill each other.
Because we have no
interest at all. None. And I'm telling you, you could read all those stuff. And after reading this, you're going to tell me America is for the security of the rest of the world?
Now, don't get me wrong, Stanley.
I didn't say any of that.
That's not what he said. But I'm not siding with you, but I will give you points on America does things in America's interest.
Yeah,
and it's
because
not in America.
Rwanda, it wasn't for the freedom, because if you're going to see their crazy thing, genocide of millions of people.
We had churches and everything going, trying to lobby on behalf of the Sudan, and they told us to kick rocks.
Let me say it like this. After a disastrous peacekeeping mission in Somalia, the U.S., which was under Mr. Bill Clinton, vowed to stay away from conflicts it didn't understand. Now, in Rwanda, Clinton asked to approve $320 million in emergency funds to supply food and water to hundreds of thousands of refugees in Rwanda.
Okay.
South Africa was the same way back when I don't know whether it was Reagan. It wasn't Reagan.
With apartheid?
Yeah, with apartheid.
It was Reagan.
It was before Reagan. It was like Nixon or something like that.
Oh no!
Yeah, because that's how my man went to jail.
Okay, then that was Nixon and Carter.
Yeah, Nixon and Carter.
And Ford.
They begged the United States to intercede in South Africa,
but America didn't do anything. And when they did start doing things, things began to change. But you have to understand, our interest was we had businesses over in South Africa.
Sure did.
and they were making money in South Africa, and so we did not want to upset the apple cart because we did not want our businesses to lose.
We were heavily invested in the Krugerrand,
absolutely,
and diamonds.
And so America, we do things in our best interest, not always in the interest of humanity.
And so now I'll ask it like this, Stanley: who the heck else has interfered and helped these nations when certain things have gone on in them? Like, we gave that $320 million. To Rwanda in emergency funds. Bill Clinton did that.
But still, Jeff, I mean...
But still, Jeff, it doesn't mean anything.
Jeff, who the heck else has done it? Jeff, it doesn't mean anything. I don't think we need to go around the world and apologize.
No,
hold on. Don't get me wrong. We don't need to go around the world and apologize. But again, just like American history goes with world history, we don't always tell the truth when it comes to the history of America and how we do things.
We don't tell the truth when it came to
American history, when it came to black folks, and we still don't tell
that's
the truth.
Part.
We don't tell the
that's
truth
that's
in,
part
a, in history in America. We write our history, and we erase
everyone,
what we don't want you to know.
Everyone writes their own history.
And that's the liberal left writes our history for us. So who do you really blame for that?
Well, I blame, like I said,
we don't even want to talk about, we don't even want to listen to other people. We don't even want to do the right thing of basically saying, let's put our thing aside and let's listen to other people and saying, why did you attack us in 9/11?
But Stanley,
what was
Stanley,
the real,
Stanley,
what was the real
you,
reason?
Stanley,
because I'm sorry, I did that as an American.
You can't.
I know,
and that's because as much of a novice as I am in political policy, I know that you can't do that. You can't do that.
You don't need to do that, Tracy.
I'm just saying, but you can't. I mean, President Obama said that in his speech when he was debating Hillary Clinton on foreign policy, that he wanted to go around and talk to foreign leaders and do a diplomatic approach because he wanted to be, you know. And remember that statement he made?
I remember that.
And that was a very, very novice statement. You can't do that for where you are.
Why? Why can't you do that? Wait. Why can't you do that, Tracy? Why?
Because
why?
You
tell
don't.
Me why.
There's too many other ramifications to go with it. Hold on. 440, your mic is on.
Yes, I agree with Jeff wholeheartedly about we give more money, not just government-wise, but, you know, businesses, churches, the private
mm-hmm.
citizens in this country, they give more money than any other country or entity on this planet. I'm sorry.
Let me talk, okay?
All right? Let's talk about Obama right now, who is giving and abetting Hamas with our money, all right? And Hamas, it's a known fact that Hamas also donated money to Obama's campaigns, both campaigns through private sectors. So we know why he went around the Arab world apologizing.
Right.
So don't even go there with that. And right now he's giving our money to Hamas. Right now as we speak, he's going under the guise of, oh, we're helping the citizens. No, you're not. You're giving food, weapons, whatever to Hamas right now as we speak. So let's, you know, he just threw Israel under the bus.
Hey, I got to take a break
and,
when I come back.
Netanyahu,
let's finish that comment.
Netanyahu knows it. He knows it.
We,
he hates
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely he knows it. He knows it. I don't know how we got to come back because I got to find out how we're funding that, how he gets away with that. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
Surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great collection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment...
WSOM, Salem, right
here.
This is the first time that sales have been above the...
That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And it is a great conversation. We were talking about foreign policy, and I am the number is 347, again, 945-5229. If you want to call us locally, you can. The number is 330-781-9600. Don't forget to download the WSOM app on your iPhone and or on your Android. And I asked Jeff during the break, and I'll ask now, how in the world did they get the money? And 440, you were making a comment, so I want you to chime in on this one, too.
Yeah,
because the money comes from Congress. See, the president has administrative powers, and the Congress has the legislative powers and the purse. So the question is, if they're giving money to the Muslim Brotherhood and or to Hamas or to Israel's enemies, how are they getting the checkbook? How are they getting the check written? How are they getting the authorization when the authorization has to come from?
Well,
somewhere else.
I can tell you.
Go ahead.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
All right. They're running. All right. You want to know how the poor guys in Benghazi died? All right. He was supposed to testify against a Senate subcommittee. All right. They did not want him to do that. They're running guns through Libya into the Palestinians, into Syria. All right? They did not want that to go public. This is exactly what happened. This is what has happened. That's where they're getting.
That's why they're shooting.
Can I say something? Let me finish,
yeah,
and then you guys
finish.
Can talk. All right? They're shooting 122 and 145 rockets. All right? You don't have to set them up. I can literally shoot them out of your kitchen window. Okay? Just give me two sticks, and I'll shoot it out of your kitchen window, and that's it. And they're doing it. They're putting them in houses so that there's collateral damage if we try to take out one of those rockets. That's all there is to it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on, Eric. Now, let's go. So you think it's coming because they're doing the drugs or the gun running again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Through the Arab Springs.
Okay. They're running guns right out. What do you think? You know what's ironic? The Benghazi boys were killed by our own weapons. Those were our own weapons, and they don't want us to know that. We gave them those weapons. Yeah. They had the firepower. How do you think they destroyed that compound? That's our own weapons.
So
nobody cares because they keep showing little pictures of little kids playing in hospital beds. So reflect the situation.
Hold on, Stanley. Stanley, I'm still trying to get some answers out of some people before you start jumping in, because we know that you're on the opposite side of this. I'm trying, because Stanley, chill out. So if that be the case, where is the oversight and where is the outcry? Somebody has to know this.
So why is
everybody in the pocket of everybody else and nobody can say anything?
There's people that fear for their lives. Netanyahu knows this. He knows what's going down.
Wow. Yeah, that's the spin. Blame it on the evil Iron Dome.
Wow. You know what? And I hate to say it, it's just not Obama. Our whole government's behind this. They just did not want to have that come out public. If that came out public, you know what that would do.
So is that why they're keeping everything quiet? Because I mean,
that's why they're stymieing any investigation.
Exactly.
The conservatives are trying to bring it out, but they can't. They can't bring everything out unless they have the smoking gun.
Some of them are afraid. Some of them have their own dirty laundry, and some of them are afraid.
Well, you can't accuse somebody unless you have, just like they got rid of the email some kind of way, you can't put Lois Lerner in jail unless the emails are found incriminating her. And the thing is that's what they've done, and that's how they're getting this pushed through. But don't forget, you have a huge funding mechanism through the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yep.
And they are, quote unquote, in Benghazi area and in Egypt, supposed to be allies. That's who we've chosen to get in bed with, and this is the hugest mistake ever made.
Well, half of Obama's cabinet is Muslim Brotherhood, so
that's not a surprise. You have a lot of people in there that have that going.
Have what?
Muslim Brotherhood that are in connections that are in his cabinet.
How you get the enemy's connection in your White House in your bed with you? I don't understand.
Because that's who he is.
That's who he appointed.
Who's the Sharia law czar? Why would we have a Sharia czar?
That's right. We do have one.
See, nobody. When you get these little stupid arguments about stuff, nobody goes to the deadliness of what's going on.
Okay, hold on. I gotta go ahead, Stanley. Start ranting.
Uh oh.
I never heard so much craziness in my life. I have nothing to say. Wait. First of all, to all those people, I never come with the proof. Since you believe all this theory and everything, come tomorrow with the proof. I want the proof.
This is not
and
a theory.
Wait. Because you are so much believing it and so much Obama is for this and everything. First of all, Obama went around the world because he truly believed that he did what he did. And I believed it, and many Americans believed it. Not because he got paid by the Muslim and everything. No, because he believed it.
The person before said it.
He said, "Oh, the Al-Qaeda, whatever the group, fucking paid his election, and that's the reason he went around the world and apologized."
Stanley.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stanley.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying. I want to know because see, remember when we talked about health care and you said that we were completely wrong.
Yeah.
And then you came back and said, you know what, I was wrong.
Yeah, because Stanley, let me get my question out to you. Okay.
You cannot know the answer unless I give you the question.
Go ahead.
So right now, and I understand some of this is very, very conspiracy theory up in the air. Because there is no, going by what they're saying is there's no proof because they've taken the proof away and you can't prove it. And so the question is, what happens when we find out that it's the truth? Because see, some things you find out it's the truth, and when they become, hold on, and when you find out it's the truth, you find out because you're dead. See, you can tell me that I have an enemy, and I can say, no, that's my best friend. And they say, no, that's not your best friend. They don't like you. That's your enemy. Well, no, that's not my – you're wrong because it's my best friend. My best friend would never hurt me. And you have no proof, and you can't tell – you can't prove to me that my best friend, who is my best friend, is going to hurt me until I wake up dead one morning because my best friend put a knife and put it in my back. So the question is, when do we start asking the questions – so that whether it be a truth or whether it be a lie, we get to the root of it. And what's happening right now, this is my problem, is no one is going after, prove to me who's crazy, either Jeff and 440 are crazy or the other people on the other side are crazy. And no one wants to get to the truth of it because if you look at the hearings that are going on inside of Capitol Hill, they get squashed when they start talking about anything. And as soon as something comes up, you hear the conversation on everything change. It never stays on the same conversation twice, long enough for you to get to the facts and to the root of it. No matter what it is, whether it be Fast and Furious, whether it be the immigration, whether it be Benghazi, whether it be IRS, no matter what it is, you never get to the root of nothing. I want them to prove to me. I I want President Obama to be one of the best presidents to ever walk into the White House, and I want you to prove me absolutely wrong. I want that to happen. But no one can ever get me to the root of the problem because they keep on changing the conversations. And right now we went from the illegals coming in by the tens of thousands. Now we're on to Israel. And now the plane goes in and we're on to Malaysia and Russia. The conversation just keeps on changing. And I don't see why we as Americans don't see a problem with the conversation and the page turning so fast. You can't keep up.
Hey Tracy,
if you think me
and Jeff are just conspiracy theorists, that's fine. Then believe Dr. Ben Carson or Alan West. Go ahead.
Hold on, Stanley. Ben Carson, Eric. Four four zero. This is not about what I believe. Whether I think you're a conspiracy theorist or not, what I'm saying is, if you look at the landscape of what you're saying and step away from what you're saying, and when Stanley says, show me the facts, it's like the IRS scandal. How in the world do you lose all the emails for that many people and no one question it?
It's impossible.
Okay. So how does that happen? And as soon as we get to that part, they change the page again and we go to another story. And the story keeps on changing. And we're so far away from health care that people have forgotten that health care even exists.
We must have the dumbest IPT people in the world. That's what I think.
Yeah, most of them are tuned out, Tracy.
But you have to understand where Stanley's coming from, and I can comprehend where he's coming from because he's analytical. He wants to see something on paper. And if you look at how Congress does his hearings, you don't get anything out of them because by the time they get to the meat of it, then when they subpoena the records, then they use executive orders or executive privilege, and they squash them. So you don't get anything. No matter where you're going with anything, whether it be Fast or Furious, whether it be Benghazi, whether it be IRS, when you start looking for the meat of the crux of anything, you never get anywhere. I'll say this for Congress, and they don't press hard enough to get the pushback to make sure that it happens, and our media has failed us.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
A plane crashes,
and then everybody focuses on the plane crash. Meanwhile, they destroy the hard drives. We go back to that story, and then here we are again.
Yep. Look at my other hand. I got something going on with my left hand, but look at my right hand.
I keep on telling you it's like three-card Molly. I'm from the street. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing to the American public, because you can't keep up.
Can I read this real quick?
Sure, Jeff.
Okay. These are people that are in the administration.
Move your back.
I got it.
No, because it's still...
I got you. Arif Alakhan. Arif Alik Khan, Assistant Secretary for Policy Development of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Mohammed Elibiari, Homeland Security Advisor. Rashad Hussein, Special Envoy to the OIC, which is the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Salam al-Mariadi, Obama Advisor, founder of Muslim Public Affairs Council and its current executive director. Imam Muhammad Majid, Obama's Sharia Czar, Islamic Society of North America. Ibu Patel, Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships. These are your people that are fully associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, and they are absolutely the reason why they're there is because this is how he communicates and passes information and gets information is through these gentlemen. Now,
and transform America.
And fundamentally transform America.
Exactly. There you go, Stanley. There's your proof.
Hold on, guys. That's just part of the proof. I've named a whole lot of stuff. And that's just part of the proof. And it's all one knitted together ball. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying is the conversation changing and so I can understand where Stanley's coming from. I can comprehend that because No one gets to the root of it, and when it looks at Congress, Congress doesn't do anything either. Hold on just a second. I need to pull up. South Carolina, your mic is on. Good morning. Okay.
What happened?
He's there. 831, good morning, Bonnie.
Oh, no, this is Redneck, Tracy.
Hey, Redneck, how you doing this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Kind of warm, but not too bad.
That's why they make air conditioning.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Tractor I'm going to be using to wrap bales don't have it, so. We'll definitely have a redneck by the end of the day.
Is that why they call them redneck?
That's part of it, yep. Guys had to bend down to work tobacco, you know, really back when. That's, oh, hey, boy, your neck's a little red there.
Yep. Really?
That's why.
Oh, wow. So what do you think about this conversation?
Actually, I can't remember the second author's name, but two guys you need to get sticks fine on. One's Thomas F. Madden. He wrote a book called Empires of Trust, How Rome Built and America's Building a New World. It's a pretty interesting book. It's kind of interesting, especially part of how guys like Stanley are part of how America keeps its empire. That part, that's a good guy to get on. And the second book, I can't remember, God and Gold, How Great Britain and America Made the Modern World.
Okay.
Written by a CFR guy. It's about how we help slowly improve the world. You know, do make mistakes, but we do make things better. Those are pretty good guys. Yeah, I try to get on.
Okay. I will do that. So do you think, what this is, right now you listen to Tracy and Friends, and, you know, we're sitting here and we talk some things that are completely non-mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
And you get people like Stanley and others, and they listen and they're like, you guys are psycho. You just got this right-wing Tea Party conspiracy theory, and you won't let it go. Because our government could do all this and no one blow the whistle.
Tracy,
hello.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hey, Tracy. You know, if there is a way our government can do this and no one blow the whistle, okay? And I've seen this before, where you know, those that are in power have locked ranks, they've locked arms, and they're basically saying, what happens on the farm stays on the farm, okay? And to the extent that they know it's blatantly corrupt, but they're going to stand by their guy no matter what, to the death. This is why nobody's calling, none of the Democrats are calling out Lerner. They all know that this is ridiculous. They know it's ridiculous, and they know it's a fraud. But, hey, if your attorney general won't prosecute, then, they don't have nothing to worry about. It's the perfect storm for them. I mean, everything is cool. Everything's riding just the way they want it to. The only thing that's going to make a change is Congress grow some cojones and take some of the money away or demand a special prosecutor for some of these cases. Otherwise, it's just going to be business as usual.
So tell me why Congress and let me pick on my family a little bit here too. Why won't Congress call for a special prosecutor and go after some of this and tie some of this into a nice little knot?
They can't. Because they don't want to be seen as racist. That's Obama's not true. Holding the ultimate Trump card. That's not exactly I tell true. You what they need to do is let Trey Gowdy loose. That's what they need to do.
Who?
Or get about five or six more of them.
Who's Trey Gowdy?
You don't know who Trey Gowdy is.
No.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Trey Gowdy, yeah, he's a guy that doesn't play.
Tracy.
He takes names.
Yeah, go ahead, 440.
I want to address Jeff on this. On Benghazi, and I told you that they used their own weapons against those four guys, all right?
Right.
They did not let us, our FBI or CIA, go in there for 2 weeks.
Why do you think they did that? It was because they cleaned everything up so they wouldn't find any evidence of our weapons being used against them. We are running guns through that. We're running weapons through there. That's the whole crux of the matter. If there's no proof, and this is the way his administration is going, remove the proof. Remove the proof.
That's all they're doing.
That's how they did it. That's how Benghazi was. They got away with Benghazi. We'll remove the proof, then we'll have our guys go in there and say, we found nothing. We found nothing. You know?
Then they get
so
this.
There you have it. That's the whole crux of this. This is the whole crux of it. They'll remove the proof, so we can't question it.
But this is where I you guys, I'm with you, and I remove the proof, and a good thief removes any sign that he was ever there.
If he can,
they call them sweepers. You know, they clean up their fingerprints and clean the place and sanitize it so it looks like nothing ever happened. But
yeah.
we have three branches of government that's supposed to protect us from this. And we are playing paddle ball. And no one is saying anything about any of this. And at the end of the day, because I remember the Iran-Contra hearings with Ali North. I remember the Lewinsky gate. I don't understand how this president gets no oversight.
Please hear me again. Once again, this president is getting away with it, not because nobody wants to do it. Don't forget, Republicans will eat their own. Okay. If one of theirs is crooked, they will find it out, and they will go after him and remove him. Democrats don't do that.
Clinton didn't burn the dress. Clinton didn't burn the dress. This guy burns the dress. Okay?
He would burn the dress. Exactly. This is what happens. The Congress cannot get past Holder unless they impeach Holder. And they can't impeach Holder unless they have something very serious to impeach him on. And if you don't have the evidence to do it, you can't say anything. That's where
we're
they're
brothers
at.
From another mother. You know that.
Hold on. So let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
So you mean to tell me? Now I hate to break it down this way, and I got to take a break in a minute. You mean these brothers are that smart that they can cover up that much? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Do you know who you're dealing with here?
No.
You're dealing with the progressives, Tracy, who have been planning this for the past 20 freaking years. And that's why I get so bent out of shape with this, because you have one man that has 20 organizations that have undermined the United States government for the past 20 years. All our laws and our Constitution have been being challenged, and finally they get the face that can almost put the nail in the coffin to destroy our Constitution. That's what's going on, and if you can't prove it, there's nothing to say. There's no direct proof, but the thing is there is what do you call the evidence that I should know? Circumstantial evidence is very clear that our guys got killed in Benghazi.
We understand circumstantial, but I'm with the circumstantial, but I'm sitting here going, this is massively, fundamentally, and our media, in which I blame the Republicans and Democrats for doing what they've done, the reason why we're not getting anything.
You're right on that.
When I was in my teenage years, I remember the Iran-Contra hearing. I was young, really wasn't involved. But I do remember one thing. They got to the bottom of it.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't getting to the bottom of a grape. I don't understand. I'll be right back.
Do you find yourself constantly?
Jeff. Anybody there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
But yeah, I was like I was saying, man, I was like a teenager those years that I ran concert hearing, but that's just not happening today.
Well, you know what? We're talking about all this stuff. What about the stuff we don't know? What
yeah.
about the stuff we don't know? We're in
yeah.
trouble.
And there's a whole
we're
lot
in trouble.
Of
it. And you know what? And this, and honestly, we're talking one-on-one here. This is not a black and white thing. This is about some serious crap. This is serious.
No, yeah. This is about some serious.
We could lose this nation real quick, and
yeah,
we are.
This is some, yeah. Things that are happening today, I never imagined would be happening.
You're right.
I'm 42.
But the thing that you're saying and everything, I'm almost coming, where's your proof? Where's your CV? Where's your article? Where's your book? Where's your proof? If it's not that simple, how can you say Obama's doing this and that and that when you have no proof?
You can't trust the media.
It would be like me inventing.
The media is complicit. You can't go to the media and say, "Hey, tell us the truth." They're going to laugh at you and say, "Yeah, right."
I say probably at this point you have to be able to do your own research, and you have to be a person who is willing to go out and read outside types of materials and not
yeah.
just rely on what you hear on CNN or Fox News.
Exactly, John. It's not your grandmother's news media anymore. You understand? You feel me?
No. The company tells you what to say. You will quote what they tell you to say. It's not their opinion. It's the company's opinion, and they're controlled by the administration
right.
for the most part. Yeah, that's you can't even believe half of what either one of them say. Yeah.
Right.
I remember watching CNN when I was a kid back in the early 80s compared to now. It's just like, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, night and day. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, most people should find it telling that right after the nightly news comes on, there's all types of news that's dealing with entertainment that's on for an hour after the nightly news is on.
And everything,
you know?
Yeah.
So
just,
basically,
yeah,
I mean... Basically, what they've done is they have put the news almost in the entertainment division of the network.
Yeah, they didn't tell you anything for the first hour, and then they tell you
right.
stupid, irrelevant stories for the second hour, you know?
Right. So, I mean, basically, you have a situation now where the news happens to be a form of entertainment, you know? So they're basically using the news to entertain you. So it's not like you're, you know, using the news to get actual information out of it. No, you know, it's being used to talk about people like rappers and people who are movie stars and things of that nature.
Yeah, viral videos on YouTube.
Right.
You know, if I can interject, you know, everybody wants to make this. Everything I see in the news, it's they want to put everybody at odds. It's a black and white thing, or black and brown, or white, or whatever, or Republican, Democrat, you know, whatever, conservative, liberal. They, you know, they're pitting one against the other. And actually what it all is the haves and have-nots, is what
yeah.
it is. It's
but,
the
but
haves
even, but even,
and
but
have-nots.
But even with the haves and the have-nots, most of the haves happen to be people of a certain, like, group, and the majority of people in that group are either Asian or they're Caucasian. You don't find too many who are black, African, or people of other races.
I don't know about that. Don't be nice. You're only talking about you're 12% of the population, but I mean there's more black people involved with this than you know about. It's about haves and have nots, and they don't look
yeah.
at it as
but
a black and
white
thing.
But the only thing I'm saying is most of the haves
they fall under
a system of white supremacy, where white people are still going to be the supreme group as far as economics and politics.
They look at the have-nots, which includes whites,
right?
A lot of
well,
whites, all right.
But of course,
their slave.
You have whites
they
that
look
are
at us
poor.
As a slave. That's what they look at it as.
But the only thing I'm saying is the economic system still follows the model of white supremacy, even though you have whites that are poor. That system is still in place.
I don't know.
But let me say
this.
I got a 440. I was listening in during the break. I don't do that too often, but
yes.
I was listening in, and I agree with you. If they can keep us at odds, and keep us on superficial stuff, talking about race and party and gender,
exactly.
and all that kind of crazy stuff, they can continue to mobilize that chessboard so that they can set up their next move, and you won't
pay
attention.
They want me to hate Stanley. They want Stanley
Absolutely.
To hate me.
All Absolutely.
Right? And I think everybody doesn't get it. They don't get
Let me say this: we are one of the only few shows that I know of in this country.
Right.
And I don't know of another show in this country. And I pray that God will give us exposure to get out of just Youngstown and on the internet and take us globally. But do you realize that we have a cross section of demographic with different thoughts, different ideas, with common goals, whether we agree
that's
or disagree.
Why I don't call Rush Jones Limbaugh.
Hold on.
I have to talk to you guys, and I want to force you to talk to me.
Yeah,
I may be wrong.
You won't even come on the visit and bring me something to eat.
Tracy, Philly taught me. He explained to me what's going on with the parking system in Philadelphia, how corrupt it is.
Check this out. 9 o'clock at night, there's another internet show that's really
that?
Good. Hagman and Hagman Report.
Okay. On Blog Talk?
On Blog Talk.
But I'm just saying, you don't see this. And you need to make sure that when we have something like this, we actually care for it, because this information doesn't get out and where you can have a conversation about it, bring in your views, and then go back and think and chew on it and come back the next day. Go ahead, Michigan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I wasn't going to call in, but I heard Jeff rattle him off the Arab names, supposedly the members of the Brotherhood. Correct.
Yes.
Is that right, Jeff?
Yes,
now,
sir.
I mean, if you step back and just use common sense, so basically your evidence is that the president has got some members of the Brotherhood on organizations or they're sitting on boards. That's like saying Bobby Rush sitting on the board is giving the president information about the Black Panther Party. I mean, that's so silly. Now, here's the other thing. Does the president have, like, a cell phone, a secret cell phone that he talks to him with? Are they talking in Morse code? With all of the intelligence of this country, do you think that a sitting president is going to skate around the intelligence of this country and be secretly meeting with the Brotherhood via cell phone, via fax? How silly is that, man? How is he communicating?
Okay, you ever hear the song called Waiting on the World to Change? One of the lines is, says, if you trust your television, what you get is what you got, because when they own the information, they can spin it all they want. That's one of the lines in that song. Guess what? The president owns the FBI and the intelligence. He got rid of all the people that would oppose him. Every single one of them. I've been watching. There have been story after story after story.
Wait a minute. You said and Jeff said something about waiting on the world to change, and he actually controlled, and he got rid of anybody that was going to actually whistleblow on him. You know, I have to tend to agree with Jeff on this, just based on some things that I see watching fiction. If you're in management, and if you have the power to maneuver, you maneuver people in who are going to cover your back, do what's necessary. And there's a lot of dirt that's always gone on in the White House that has always stayed in the house, the White House. You know what goes on in the House stays in the House? Whether it was John Kennedy sneaking out for his girlfriend or Bill Clinton having his Lewinsky. Things have always been
that's
covered
what
up
I
in
was
the White
saying.
House.
That's what I've been saying, Tracy. They've circled
that's
their wagons,
new.
And like I say, what happens at the House stays at the
stays
House.
In the House.
Right or
and,
wrong.
And so we
right
need not be naive about him covering up that what he does and what he's doing and where he's going.
Tracy,
look at the variables in this.
No, hold on, Michigan. Everybody takes a turn here. Go ahead,
but you said you were going to let me come back after Jeff.
I said, wait a minute, then you can answer. Go ahead.
You know, if you're the boss, you always surround yourself with the butt kissers, not the people that are actually the best. Am I right or wrong?
That's
what
usually
how it
works. Go ahead, Michigan.
Listen, this is not no doggone Mickey Mouse 7-Eleven store here we're talking about. This is not the 7-Eleven management team. You're talking about one of the most sophisticated setups on the planet. Now, do you know how many people they have watching other people? So he said, oh, he got rid of all of the people who was going to be checking on him.
No, I didn't say that.
Man.
I didn't say that at all.
That's exactly what
I said. It is not what I said. I said he got rid of all the people that would oppose him. That's why you lost all your generals in all your services. That's why you lost very high.
Okay, Jeff, let me give you a variable that you should understand very well. First of all, you got a black man. You think that this European nation is going to allow a black man to fundamentally change who they are?
You're looking
at
it too small, friend. I told you, for 20 years, the progressives have been planning this move, and they're using a black face to do it. The only thing about it is that black face believes it just like they do.
Let me say this to you, and Michigan Man, so that you really comprehend Listen, we're not kidding. Let me say it to you this way. As long is he doing this on his own, by his own volition, without any background? Absolutely not.
No.
What he is doing, he is executing a plan, and he's playing it. It's like a Manchurian president. He's doing what he's told, and he's doing it very well, based upon who put him there.
Hey, Tracy, it's like Dinesh D'Souza said.
No, Michigan, no. Go ahead, Eric.
Tracy, it's like Dinesh D'Souza said. The president didn't create this movement. This movement created him.
Pretty much, yes. And if you go back, and Henry Kissinger said it's right on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, this man will be able to usher in a new world order.
He's our new best chance to
That's
bring
what
in
he said.
A new world
and
order.
And he is playing the script out like he wrote it. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Because he's playing it very well. And the problem is Americans are the pawns on the board, and you are expendable, and he is knocking you off one at a time so that your freedoms will no longer be that which you thought they were.
And Eric Holder's making it possible.
Absolutely. And that's why he wants to resign at the end of the year.
Exactly.
So
you have to understand. If somehow they lose this midterm, they don't create a big enough holocaust to keep Democrats in office. If somehow they lose, you watch.
What?
You're going to see a fight. Finally, you'll see a fight.
A real fight?
A real fight.
A real fight.
A real fight. Yes, sir. We will.
You can't meet because I invited you to come in, and you won't come in.
But, you know, you have to start thinking, how do things work? That's why I try to appeal to Stanley in a certain way, because when I bring the facts, like I just brought those six guys,
what fight?
They're all affiliated with
Muslims. Wait, Jeff. That, go ahead.
Stanley?
Please, y'all, I can't, just one at a time.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell him. I try to bring you to appeal to you a certain way. I just brought you six people that you can look up for yourself. Don't take my word for it, as you know.
Yes.
Look them up for yourself and see, are they not affiliated?
related with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood is not a benign organization. It is a very radical one.
No, it's not. Well, the social club. All they're doing is trying to feed the Palestinians.
Yeah, they are.
Because Israel,
the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't do anything for the Palestinians that much. Understand? Nobody else gave the Palestinians a land when they got kicked out of Israel. Understand? They were given the chance to have a side-by-side government. And Arafat turned it down because he couldn't control the water. Now, if they live in peace, he don't need to control the water, but he knew good and doggone well he had no intention of living peacefully with the Jews in that land.
Well,
and they were not the first ones in that land.
Well, can I ask you this? But why did the Jews think they were going to leave? They were going to go over there and leave peaceably by each other. That's a whole
they didn't
hold,
expect
hold on,
it.
Jeff. That's a whole, that was just a rhetorical question.
No.
Yes, Stanley.
The thing is, and I'm going to go back to what Michigan said. I don't understand you, Jeff. So you're basically saying you name six, seven, whatever, 20 names, and you really think that's like association of a president. So we could take any president, we take 20 names that you don't like, that you think they're bad and evil. That means the president of the United States is bad and evil in that.
That does not make sense.
You told me you named 20 names.
I named six names, Stanley. You want me to name them again?
No, I don't have time for that.
Okay. Well, there's six names that I will, next time we can do it, I will read them all to you again. There's more than that in the administration.
Just understand this, Stanley, and I need you to take your head out of the cloud.
Out your butt. Sorry about that.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley, listen, you said you wanted facts. You have to go to, you said look it up. He gave you some names. Go look it up. Don't take necessarily his word for it. This is not about taking the word and or agreeing. But what I'm saying is it does make you think. So you, I mean, it may not, okay, you are, this president, you don't think this way, this is not this way, but look at all the things that are changing in the last 6 years.
Okay.
I mean, have you not seen America fundamentally and transformingly change in the last 6 years?
Yes. I think America needed to change it.
Stanley, I'm not talking about the need, I'm talking about have you seen it transformingly change?
Yes.
Have you seen our foreign policy change?
Yes.
And you agree with all of the foreign policy changes that have happened?
No, I don't agree with all of them.
Stop. You said, no, you do not agree with all of them. What I'm saying is, do you not see the chessboard moving every day?
Yes.
Do you not understand that the chessboard is not supposed to move that fast?
Well, okay, why not?
Oh, because that's not normal.
Because you make poor decisions.
You can't move that fast. And let me say this. We need to wake up and say, you know, okay, the chessboard keeps moving, and we need to find out how do we slow the chessboard down so we can get to the bottom of some of these. If the Republicans are wacky and they're on their line on this president, then we need to come up with a way to prove that they're lying on him. But you have to hold on. But if you notice, you don't see them trying to prove that he's right.
Yeah, I mean, this Tracy, the first time I called this show, I talked about progressivism and they're talking about progress and moving forward. I said, where are we going? We're at that point now, you know. Where are we going?
We're going in a circle. We're on a hamster wheel. We're going on a merry-go-round because the people that are on there are controlling the controls and they won't let people off. This is what I'm talking about. The American people are actually spinning out of control. And I don't think we understand that these people are – we're dizzy. While they keep on turning us and spinning us around, and if I was President Obama and if these people were lying on me as much as they say they are, because there's a lot of crazy stuff they're saying about President Obama, don't you think I'd want to prove myself right once? Because I do not want to go down in history as a president that has been gone, that has had this many scandals over their head. And being the first black president, too.
Yeah, and the only answer is you're just racist.
That is not the answer to the question. I need to prove myself because I have a lot to prove because I am the first. and I don't want to be the last. And you don't see him answering anything about anything, going anywhere.
And please, once again, think, why would you have a Sharia czar if you didn't intend to implement Sharia?
You can't implement Sharia in America because I'm not working a burqa.
It doesn't make a difference. It's going to be here if this continues.
No, Jeff.
Well, you say no.
No, it ain't going to be here.
Well, Tracy, unless you have to understand, and I know you're doing this for, you know,
I don't believe it.
But
I don't believe it because I don't believe it's going to happen while I'm still here.
It's going to happen while
no.
you're still here.
No, it's not.
And the reason why it's going to happen while you're still here is because people are not awake.
No,
didn't say you were going to be wearing a burqa.
I'm not.
But you will be up under Sharia law. And that's the foolishness because they got rid of the biblical law. They want to get rid of the biblical law. But what do you replace your law with? And what standard do you have
Hold on, because tomorrow we're going to have Ed Klein on. But listen, check this out. I don't believe that can happen because you cannot take Sharia law, put it in America, and then make same-sex marriage illegal too. And I only got 5 minutes, but you can't have Sharia law and have promiscuity in America.
Sure
you
can.
No, how?
Because it's not going to be everywhere all at once, and it doesn't have to be. But the thing is, it's going to be normalized just like the rest of these things are being normalized. But it will, when it takes over, it will destroy those other entities.
Who's that? Somebody's there. 440, your mic's back up. Somebody else just came in. I don't know if they went back out.
Yeah, certain places in Michigan is the test tube for this.
Dearborn.
Sharia law.
Dearborn.
Dearborn.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but there's a couple of places in Michigan that is the test tube for this, and it's going to happen.
I just told you. I did not just say Dearborn.
Yeah, she's correct. And
yep.
And I got argued about that by Bianchi. He said, I called the city hall. It's not a city hall thing.
But they did change the football game so they could go to do Ramadan.
That's right. They sure did, and they changed a lot of other things.
They changed things in their public structure to accommodate the people that are there.
And they pray.
And it's
Muslim
happening in Minnesota also.
Yes,
it's,
Muslim prayer
is happening in Minnesota also. Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry.
At prayer time in the morning, noon, and in the afternoon.
Yep.
They play them over loudspeakers in the city. This is crazy,
Jeff. You got bell ringing, bringing in your soul in the city.
Bell ringing is not a prayer being pushed over loudspeaker.
You got bells ringing. Don't be hating on the bells ringing.
I don't hate bells ringing.
They got the prayer ringing.
Well,
you know, it ain't joy bells, but they got bells. They got prayer. What's wrong with you guys? You're just picking on the people.
Well, you pick on people while you head to the FEMA camps.
Hey, Alabama, good morning. You're a little late.
He ain't working.
Because he was working, let me get a loan, because you know he's making like $75 an hour. Good morning, Alabama. Oh, he's just listening in. He can't even talk.
No, he's working.
He can't even talk.
They want you to face east. That's what they want you to do.
I can't face east.
You just said you were the limber gymnast earlier in the show.
I can't face east. I don't do east. I only face the north.
Well, don't forget the Jews also faced east.
I don't. I ain't Jewish.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm.
You're hugely Jewish. Yeah.
No, I'm not Jewish.
If you're a born again Christian, you are Jewish.
I'm grafted in, but I ain't Jewish.
Then if you're not Jewish, then you are not grafted in.
I'm not Jewish.
We are proselytes if we're believers.
Jeff, don't go that deep, please. I can't just lighten up. Chill. You only
east.
Got 3 minutes.
Which way?
I'm not throwing
that's east. East.
That's not east. That's north.
East. That's east.
That's south.
South
east.
You guys have a good day.
East.
Hey, have a good one. No, that's not east.
Oh, God.
That's Brownlee Woods.
That's to the east of Youngstown.
That's Brownlee Woods. That ain't east.
That's south.
That's east.
Youngstown.
That's east over there. That's the east side.
Let me see something. Where are we at?
Uh-huh. That's east over there. That's south. Because I come from the east side of Youngstown.
Over there. No,
that's east.
That's west.
No, that's west.
North.
No, that's east. I'm on the east side.
South.
Don't be
east.
No, you're wrong. This is east over here.
Over
no,
here.
That ain't east. That's Brownlee Woods.
East.
That's
west.
Poland.
Yeah, that's west.
That's west over there, but that's east over here.
Do you know how a compass works?
Right. East is over here.
Well, you need a chicken with the
this
little
is,
things
no,
on it.
No.
In here so
over,
you can tell east,
yeah,
north,
over,
east, west,
yeah,
and south.
Over here is south. Down there is north. This is east.
Somebody from out in the country, please send her the weather vane chicken.
I don't need no weather vane chicken.
She needs a weather vane chicken. So
I can tell from
tell
I can tell from the east
where
side.
Where the wind blowing
then,
from?
Then the map. Then East High School's on the wrong side of town.
That's
yes,
why our philosophies are too blowing everywhere.
I really want to get with you on some things because
you out there, Jeff. You out there bad.
Although Jeff ain't out there, Jeff, you're gonna see because
yeah,
you know whenever these guys, I have to dig up my Facebook post when I say something, and I tell them, and I told everybody how.
You don't have time for this for you a conversation
Obama
with
Obama was gonna be real light.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends. God bless you guys. We'll see you guys on tomorrow.
100. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
And that Congress intended for every eligible American to have access to tax credits that would lower their health care costs, regardless of whether it was state officials or federal officials who were running the marketplace. I think that is a pretty clear intent of the congressional law.
That's pretty clear intent, but they just failed to write it that way because they did it in secret behind closed doors in the middle of the night, locking out the American people and locking in their spending.
Hello?